Leave Our Kids Alone title, championing autonomy, the De Laplante Club's end ever for a self-sustained society amid overreaching governance and communist control. Stop communism, the control of the WHO and the control of our children. In an age where governance continually encroaches upon the private realms of citizens under the guise of communism, a paradigm shift is burgeoning through self-reliance and communal collaboration, spearheaded by the De Laplante Club. This initiative, akin to a modern-day rebellion against systemic infiltrations of corruption and communism, seeks to unite individuals under a banner of self-determination, resisting governmental mandates perceived as threats to personal choice, particularly in the health and education sectors, resisting medical impositions. This movement is a resonating global outcry against perpetrated medical impositions masked as pandemic control measures, now revealed to be mechanisms for population control. As protectors of their children's well-being, parents are grappling with governmental pressures to comply with medical interventions deemed hazardous. The De Laplante Club staunchly opposes coerced compliance, advocating for informed consent and personal choice, educational autonomy. The De Laplante Club strives to liberate education from a one-size-fits-all governmental doctrine, fostering an environment conducive to personalized learning, unencumbered by bureaucratic dogma. This initiative also envisions cultivating education that encourages evolutionary and systemic change for the betterment of humanity and nature, especially as we transition from a single planet to a multi-planet species. Evolution over the past 50 years. Delve into the past 50 years of evolution, highlighting significant milestones and shifts, and project the trajectory for the next 50 years, emphasizing the necessity for embracing future advancements rather than regressing into a realm of corruption and disease. Service self-sufficiency. The De Laplante Club aims for a decentralized provision of essential services, reducing dependency on state-run institutions. This includes establishing alternative community-driven facilities for healthcare, education, and energy, among others, propelled by innovations like the quantum crystal engine generator for a greener, cleaner future. Legal constitutionality. Operating within a legal framework that upholds individuals' rights against unwarranted governmental intrusion is fundamental to this path of autonomous living. The De Laplante Club endeavors to take control of legal and financial services run privately by club members. Digital identity. Detail the original creation and ownership of digital identity by the De Laplante Club, emphasizing its significance in the broader initiative. Technological empowerment. The integration of bypass technology stands at the forefront of this initiative, envisioned to circumvent bureaucratic red tape and corrupt systems. This technological edge is set to propel the De Laplante Club and its members into a new epoch of self-governance, community mobilization. The ethos of De Laplante Club centers around collective action. By abstaining from state-provided services and fostering a self-sustained community, members enact a silent yet potent protest against the established order. Transcending traditional protest. The De Laplante Club heralds a new era of resistance, transcending traditional protest modalities. By nurturing a community that embodies self-reliance and mutual respect, it challenges the status quo, striving to construct a new societal blueprint devoid of corruption and bureaucratic malfeasance. In essence, the De Laplante Club strives for a reality where individuals, free from undue governmental intrusion, can thrive within a community of like-minded citizens. Through legal, educational, technological, and community channels on a global scale, it beckons a renaissance of democratic values and personal autonomy, urging individuals to coalesce in this monumental journey towards a self-sustained society.